USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are pushing ahead with their impeachment probe after the White House blocked an official from appearing before Congress. Ambassador Gordon Sondland had arrived in Washington from Brussels for the deposition, but preventing his testimony may have been approved by the president, who tweeted, "I would love to send Ambassador Sondland to testify, but unfortunately he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court." House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the refusals will be looked at directly as an impeachable offense.
To be further acts of obstruction of a co-equal branch of government.
A new Washington Post poll finds the majority of Americans, 58%, support the impeachment inquiry, and 28% of Republicans back the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Authorities have determined that the key witness in the Amber Geiger murder trial was shot and killed during a drug deal that went bad. Dallas Assistant Police Chief Avery Moore says three suspects were involved.
Thaddeus Green shot Joshua Brown two times. According to the autopsy report, Joshua Brown was shot two times in his lower body. One was a through and through, and the other entered his body just below the spine. Travel upward, damaging vital organs.
People in 34 Northern California counties will lose electricity this week. PG&E will turn off power to hundreds of thousands of customers. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaap.
The city of Oakland is fully prepared for the potential planned power outage.
The action is designed to protect the utility from lawsuits. For the past 2 years, PG&E equipment has been blamed for starting a pair of deadly wildfires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is standing firm after receiving a lot of backlash over his view on the Hong Kong protests. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Silver has been trying to find middle ground of showing support for a team executive who spoke out for Hong Kong's protesters and protecting the league's growth in a basketball craze, China. Silver's statements have Democrats and Republicans criticizing the NBA commish, to which Beverly Hallberg, president of the District Media Group, says,
"When was the last time you saw Ted Cruz and Chuck Schumer agree on anything? Apparently there are still some issues that bring Republicans and Democrats together, and I think this is one that definitely warrants it. What's interesting about it is that Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner, has long said that he stands up for the free speech rights of players and those affiliated with the NBA. You mentioned some examples there when players have spoken out. You had LeBron James, who's called President Trump a bum. You have coaches, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, who have tweeted about their position on gun control. But apparently it's a step too far when you call out the Chinese government indirectly. And something to know about China, they kill their citizens. Currently there are 3 million people who are in concentration camps. You can stand up for the Chinese people and still call out the Chinese government. But I think what this comes down to, and people are rightly seeing, that the messaging war on this, it really shows that the NBA's bottom line is about the bottom line.
Hallberg was speaking there on Fox Business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.